What's up, everyone? Jackie Dragon, Infinite Harmony Podcast. We have an interesting show coming up in just a few weeks, as you might imagine from the preview. Episode 7. And I wanted to talk about it a little bit. First off, it's a little dark. In fact, I felt to put a disclaimer at the beginning that some of the imagery might not be suitable for young children. But as you can expect, there's a little light in it as well. In fact, that's what I wanted to share today. You see, towards the end of the episode, as I was writing it, I had this revelation. It was inspired by a letter written to our church members about Earth Day, which is next week. For as much as I wanted to get this episode out before Earth Day, that's just not going to happen. So this is the next best thing. A little snippet from the episode. Having just come off the Gaian Trilogy, this also seems like an appropriate segue. Anyway, the gist of it is that Earth Day is an international holiday, and as an international holiday, it's pretty special. Now, it's not celebrated by every country yet, but perhaps someday it will be, and that's the point of what I'm talking about here. Now, I call Earth Day a holiday, and when I say holiday, I mean it as it was spoken in the old country, a holy day, a day set aside for the holy. So my hope is that you walk away inspired to take some time to acknowledge the miracle of beauty that is Earth, Gaia. And I don't mean just go to your local Earth Day festival, but more like gather your community, where the presence of spirit can be felt among the trees or the wildflowers or spring, where you can feel the wind or smell the rain coming. Say a prayer. Hold a ceremony. That's what I'll be doing. Not to knock the festivals or the activism, but if we're going to give our Mother Earth a holiday, a holy day, I think she would much more appreciate prayer and presence over getting into a car to attend gatherings with disposable vendor food and flyers. You know? Just something to think about. Anyway, on to the Episode 7 preview and a little more on this subject. I wrote a letter to my community recently, talking about some of these issues. How do we find meaning in the world? How do we contribute? How do we continue to rediscover ritual and ceremony and festival and the gatherings of prayer that bound us as culture? In that letter, I lamented on a long ago stated sentiment that our holidays had been co-opted by Hallmark and capitalism. Remember that? My youthful reaction was to turn my back on these holidays. In my later years, I realized that these holidays were never meant to be just a day off of work. These holidays are the ghosts of a culture that celebrated the animate forces of the world, that communed with them through ritual and ceremony and prayer, that they marked the passage of time in a meaningful way to culture, that if we want to find meaning in this world, we must create it together, that we must gather. We must pray for something greater than ourselves, that we should probably know and love our neighbors. Now there's a novel idea. Think about the great irony of wishing for a collective peace and understanding and compassion when you don't even know your neighbors, the people who live on your block or in your building, the people who are of closest proximity to you. Undoubtedly, what gives them meaning is radically different from what gives you meaning. In the totality of human history, that's just damn weird. Ask anyone before 1900, which is like 99.999% of humanity, if they knew their neighbors. They would answer every one of them. Knowing your neighbors was a matter of survival. To not know your neighbors was to not know who was around you. Back in the day, that was a vulnerable place to be. At the risk of sounding cliche, I implore you to test every theory of social harmony on your neighbors. Think and act local. Learn the underlying threads of commonality that weave you together. Because no matter the differences, no matter how much variation in the opinions and ideas and ways of life, we have to establish a collective idea of what is sacred. Gods are dying. Ideologies are dominating our culture, and philosophy is running in circles trying to figure out what's wrong. Learn these underlying commonalities with your neighbors, and you don't live in a matrix where everyone has their own reality. You truly share a reality. So what do we have in common other than being alive? There is no world religion, no global system of economics, no one practice that we all practice regardless of race or religion, what could possibly unite us as a species and begin the interweaving of a global culture? Well, it should come as no surprise what I might offer as a foundation of what might actually bring us together. Earth. Gaia. Our home. She can be the cornerstone of our sacred. She can be the one thing that means something to everyone. Every culture that has existed prior to modernity celebrated her, revered her, prayed for her. That we can redeem, regardless of whether you put God above all else or the GDP. Without Earth, the game ends. We need a collective prayer as a civilization. And as we talked about at the end of the last episode, it's time to start endowing Gaia and all her inhabitants with the inalienable rights we've subscribed to humans. A Gaian constitution of sorts. But perhaps we can begin with a day of celebration, a day of ritual, a day of prayer. Perhaps we can begin, as many cultures began, with a gathering. Look, in all honesty, I always thought Earth Day was a little hokey. I did. I'm not sure why, but it just seemed like this hippie thing, like a good excuse to smoke some weed and go to the park. Maybe it's the pessimist in me, the Chicago cynic, but now that I'm amidst the birth of a Gaian church, I'm considering that perhaps it could be the most important of all days. I will say it could use a little rebranding. Feel free to get a forum post going on that. I'm all ears. Earth Day celebrates the spring equinox, the time of birthing of all that we will harvest in the new year, the dawn beyond the cold of winter. Well, for us not tropical types. The Earth may mean a little something different to each of us, but there is no denying its sacredness. We are all born from it and all return to it. If ever there was a collective day to celebrate something special, this would be it. Catch you 7 in a few weeks. Until then, peace.